Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Seamus Toomey from Black Club Chicago now. What do we need to know about these road closings for NASCAR? It starts this weekend, right? The closings, Seamus?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. Yes, we've been talking about it for months, and it is here. They're starting to shut down Grant Park. It actually started late last night when they began shutting down Jackson Drive. This morning, Balbo is being shut down from Columbus to Lakeshore Drive, and it's just sort of a cascade effect after that. Basically, they're starting some of the east-west streets going through Grant Park, but then the big ones begin July 1st. Columbus Drive is going to be shut down, and then the ones to really look out for, July 1st, you'll get some significant closures of Lakeshore Drive itself. And bottom line is, just if you're going anywhere near Grant Park in the next couple weeks, definitely look ahead, check your Google Maps and see which way to avoid. But the races are going to be next Saturday and Sunday for people who have lost track of this. The big one, the Grant Park race is going to be Sunday afternoon at 3:30. They're doing 75 laps around Grant Park as part of the NASCAR series, and then after that they'll start tearing this down, but that's going to take a little bit of time as well. So beware if you're going anywhere near Grant Park. It's going to be a little messy.
Breaking pizza news. This is quite an honor for Jimmy's, right?
Right. You know, there's a lot of these lists of best this, best that, but this one is it actually gets a lot of notice and a lot of respect. They call it the Michelin stars of pizza, and a place called Jimmy's Cafe was the only one in the top 50. This category was for best slices in the USA. This group of Italian food critics ranks pizza in Italy. They do it around the world, and then they do the U.S. as well. Jimmy's Pizza Cafe, it's been around since 2011. It's in Ravenswood, 2434 West Montrose. They've had lines out the door and sellouts. It's been a big hit. But the particular pizza that they picked was his, this is hard to say, but it's his New York style pizza.
Yeah, hard to say, easy to eat though.
Yeah, exactly. So I've never been there. I've never been to Jimmy Kang's restaurant, but this is one of those things that's going to nudge me to get in line and give it a shot.
You and a lot of people. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Bob.